I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Salt, on the phone with us right now is Sergeant Mark Cleverden of the South Windsor Police Department. He's here to give us an update on the law enforcement perspective when it comes to COVID-19. Sergeant Cleverden, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you guys doing? Are you guys safe and protected? We're worried about you.
Yeah, we made some changes a few days ago, like most police departments in the state. Regarding the way we're going to respond to calls, some operational changes that we think are going to be in the best interest of our patrol officers. At the end of the day, if people are practicing social distancing, we need to try to abide by those same, kind of social rules. So we're doing our best to do that. So we think we've taken the proper precautions to protect our officers while still giving that kind of high level of, community policing response.
What has changed since you have heard that four police officers have contracted the virus and tested positive?
I think we're taking the best precautions we can. We don't want to look at it like it's necessarily inevitable. However, we're making sure we're wiping down surfaces. We're making sure that if people don't feel well, they're staying home. And we're making sure that if the cars are being decontaminated on a daily basis. I think if we take those precautions, we're going to be able to put as many officers as we normally do out on the road. We also have procedures in place. If we were to get, a widespread, reaction to some of our officers, that we'd be able to kind of amend our schedule to get as many people on the road as possible. So.
Now, in other parts of the world, police officers are kind of patrolling where people go, and they're having to ask people, do you need to be on the road? Do you foresee that coming here in Connecticut?
It's certainly possible. I can't say for sure that that's really kind of a higher level administrative, kind of action that would need to be taken. But I think it is part of our duties to make sure that if people are going to be traveling, that they are traveling for the right reasons. And if someone has a reason to go out, then they need to do that, and we don't want to stop them from doing that. However, I think we want to make sure that people are listening to what they're being told by the governor, by the state and local official, because I think those are the best practices that are going to kind of limit this on the back end. I don't think we're going to be setting up checkpoints, but at the same time, I think we want to make sure that they have a place to go and they're going there for a specific reason. If that's the case, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Has it been quieter in general in dealing with some of the issues that police normally deal with when we're not in a pandemic?
Yeah, like our robbers saying, I think I'm going to behave now. I just don't want to get a coronavirus.
I'm going to steal next week.
I'll steal next week, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, over the last week or so, we've seen a drop in dispatch calls for service.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean our officers aren't out there. It's kind of changed the way we're doing our daily job. Our patrol officers are doing their daily job. So I would say, in a sense, yes. We're not seeing some of the stuff we'd normally see. And it's kind of a small focus group right now. It's only been, kind of a week or so till we really kind of ask people to stay home and stuff. So it remains to be seen how that is going forward. I would say there definitely has been a change for us at least.
What do you guys need from the public? Like, what do you need us to know?
Our recommendations, if you need a police officer, you're going to get a police officer. So there should be no concerns that we're not going to respond to certain calls.
Great.
We might change the way we're going to respond. We have taken some complaints and calls over the phone, which we normally don't do. We've taken calls over the phone, so we've handled some complaints over the phone. You're still getting a case report. You're still getting a case number. So we just want people to know that we're here for you.
Have you thought of video chat? Because I think that would scare the crap out of people if a cop popped up on my phone and was like, hey, I'm here responding to you and is FaceTiming me.
Yeah, maybe that's our next step.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that we should be aware of is that obviously, we're still going to emergency calls.
Yeah.
Emergency medicals, domestic violence situations, car accidents. those things, you're going to get a full response.
Can I use social distancing as an excuse as to why I was traveling so fast on the highway? I was trying to distance myself from the vehicle.
You guys are good. You guys are looking at all these angles. Yeah, you know, give it a shot. I can't speak for the state police. I don't know how well that'll work out for
you. All right. Yeah. Hey, Sergeant Mark Cleverdon with the South Windsor Police Department. Be safe out there. Thank you for the job that you and the whole team is doing. And thanks for keeping us up to date.
And be safe the next time you wipe down your taser. I'm just saying.
We appreciate that. Thanks, guys. If you ever need anything, don't hesitate to call.